wow. Panola shook his head and grinned at Turk as the latter peeled off his flying helmet.
How you ever remembered this place is beyond me. How long since you were here?
12 years, Madden replied. I was a kid then, just going to sea. Incidentally, from here on, we'd better go armed. I'm just giving you a tip, although, of course, that's up to Major Winkler.
We'll go armed, Winkler said. And all of you know we can't take any chances on being found. We've got to get this plane under cover and stay there ourselves as much as possible. If we were caught here, there's not a chance we'd get out of this alive.
Turk watched Shan Bao getting out the rubber boat and then turned his gaze toward the mainland. The amphibian lay in a small cove, excellently sheltered on all sides. The entrance to the cove from the small lake was an S-shaped waterway, ending in a pool. The pool was surrounded on all sides by a heavy growth of timber. It was a mixture of fir, pine, and occasional beech trees. The beach was sandy and littered with washed-up roots and trunks of old trees. There was no sign of life of any kind, and that was as it should be. Not over 2 dozen men on Earth knew that here, off the coast of Patagonia, was to be another experiment with an atomic bomb. An experiment kept secret from the world, and of which no American from the North, no Englishman, and no Russian was to know. It was an experiment being made by a few desperate and skillful German scientists and military men, working with power-mad militarists of the Argentine. Turk Madden, soldier of fortune, adventurer, and late officer in the military intelligence, was flying his own plane, a special-built Grumman Goose with a number of improvements and a greater armament and flying range than the ordinary Goose. Major Winkler was in command, and with them were Captain Runnels and Lieutenant Panola, a recently discharged officer. Runnels and Winkler were both skilled atomic specialists. Panola was the record man, whose task it would be to compile and keep the records of the trip and of the secret experiments, if they were able to observe them. Shan Bao, the Manchu, was Madden's own Man Friday, a hard-bitten North China fighter whom Turk had met in Siberia. Turk, Winkler, and Runnels went ashore first,